This February marks the 233rd anniversary of George Rogers Clark's march on and capture of British Fort Sackville, just a short distance from what is now the main campus of Vincennes University. Join us now as we stay in step with George. And now here's Nathan Sterling with today's entry.
February 3rd, 1779. The bateau called the Willing was finished. Aboard were 2 4-pounder cannons, artillery, and ammunition. Lieutenant John Rogers commanded the Willing, which would travel the flooded Mississippi, Ohio, and Wabash rivers. The boat would anchor about 10 miles south of Post St. Vincent, an 18th century name for Vincennes. Clark's army of 170 men would march overland to meet the Willing's crew. Together they would attack Fort Sackville.
Now here's Dallas Williams with the entry for tomorrow's date, February 4th, from 1779.
About 2 p.m., the boat called the Willing, under the command of Lieutenant John Rogers, left Kaskaskia for Vincennes. On board were about 40 to 46 men. Meanwhile, Lieutenant Colonel George Rogers Clark sought French Canadians to join his 85 Americans for an overland march. About 10 o'clock, Clark's call to arms was answered. Captain Richard McCarty brought French Canadian volunteers from Cahokia, who joined a similar group from Kaskaskia.
That concludes today's Staying in Step with George. There's more online at WVUBHD.com.
I'm Park Superintendent Brian McCutcheon of the George Rogers Clark National Historical Park. Staying in Step with George has been developed in partnership with the Reveille High School, George Rogers Clark National Historical Park, and radio station WVUB at Vincennes University. The National Park Service encourages you to learn more about the nationally significant capture of Fort Sackville in 1779 by visiting us at the George Rogers Clark National Historical Park in Vincennes, your national park where history comes alive.